All right, we're here.
What's going on, Paneloids?
We are
live
here.
Stream.
We are live everywhere, whether it makes sense or not.
Just the two of us.
Just
and
the
it's
two.
Hot.
It is cold outside, actually.
It is cold. It is. We are in the tri-state area, and it is 30 degrees outside. The weather is here. Winter is around the corner, and that is your winter warning. Back to you, Kyle.
Okay. Well, let's do our intro. Pierre.
I'm Pierre, and this is Kyle, and we are Paneloids Comic Book Livestream, where we talk all things comics every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Here we are again with Kyle and myself, Pierre.
That was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
Thought it was pretty good. Yeah.
I'm ending the Instagram live because no one was there with me. So
I got a couple TikTokers over here. So
all right. Tell them to come on down to YouTube.
Guys, if you're not on YouTube right now, what are you doing? You're gonna miss the whole second half of this show. So
the
we
best
are
part.
Live. You're arguably the best part, I'd say so. Arguably. The most important part, I think. Definitely.
Well, no one would post anything if it wasn't for me. So
there you go.
That's pretty much it. Let's go right into the news because we have a lot of stuff to cover. So let's maybe burn through
lots
the news.
Of news.
And get to the fun stuff.
All right. First thing up in the news, if you haven't heard, Ultimates is back. That's right. Ultimates Marvel is back. And with that, Ultimate Spider-Man, Ultimate Black Panther, and Ultimate X-Men will be your leading titles within that universe. Ultimate X-Men has been given to Peach Momoko, so I think that's cool. And that's a first for the Ultimate Universe, a first for her. And who knows? We're going to get some cool stuff. Extreme Time is here, by the way, guys. Extreme Time. We are Paneloids live stream, and we are sponsored by Extreme Time. Let's go.
And it is officially the time of the extreme at this very moment. Moving on.
Yes, sir. Moving on. Kirkman gave a mustache to Omni-Man. So this is a little interview that he did recently. I think it was for IGN. But Omni-Man, him getting a mustache was because his dad had a mustache. And also Corey Walker's dad had a mustache. And they thought it would be funny to give the whole alien species mustaches for no reason at all.
Okay.
And now it's a thing. So blame it on their dads.
I like that. Nice little tidbit.
Yeah. Next up, Marvel X Magic the Gathering crossover. That's interesting. I think that might have tickled your nipples a little bit.
So I'm not really into magic, but I was very tempted with the Lord of the Rings crossover because some of those cards were very, very well done. And I almost spent some money on them, but I stopped myself because I've tried to play magic and my brain doesn't compute with the rules. So I didn't, but this might even be more tempting than Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, this unfortunately might pull me in too. This is
not like Yu-Gi-Oh to get the whole collection. Yeah, but maybe just like a few, you know, especially if they bring like comic artists over, then you get them signed and graded.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Oh man, this is going to be a slippery slope. Nah. Yeah, we can get it graded by CGC.
Mm-hmm. CGC.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to tell that story or no?
We're not sure. That's still still going back and forth on that one. Ironheart has been delayed to 2025, 3 years after debut. So this is my thing. In 3 years, who is Ironheart?
Possibly nobody. Possibly never going to get her on anything. Who knows? Who knows?
Riri Williams may not come back. Well, I guess she will come back, but I don't think it's going to be the same actress.
That's a solid theory. Yeah. I don't know. It's... There's a pretty solid rumor that might really confirm that she probably isn't coming back. And they're just never
her to come back, for the record. Like, I think that she was great.
Oh, yeah, I liked her, too. Nick just chimed in. They're doing Fallout cards, too. Oh, so Magic is going to do a Fallout. That one makes more sense than Marvel. Like, I feel like I feel like it kind of would fit in that world a little closer than superheroes. Like, Lord of the Rings, obviously, was a perfect fit. But Fallout's just, like, a little out there.
I like the idea of being able to have all these people in your deck. Like, it's like, hey, I'm going to drop a Fallout card and an Iron Man, you know? That's
an
interesting way to play.
I would imagine, like, real Magic players who, like, go to, like, a store every week to compete and stuff, they might have something different to say about it because they know the world of Magic and want to keep it the world of Magic, not have it turn into Fortnite, you know? But generally, a very popular, well-branded card game that is, you know, not the hardest to learn, even though I had trouble. It is cool to have, like, everything for everybody.
Yeah, no, it is definitely interesting. So Next up in the news, the Punisher producer is set as showrunner for Daredevil Born Again. Cool. Good.
That's not a bad thing.
I think that's really good news for a Daredevil show that was potentially going to be PG-13.
Right.
Hopefully a little darker now.
As dark as they can go, because it's probably still PG-13, though. So.
Yeah. PG-13 plus, you know? PG-13, like, maybe PG-14.
Mm.
Maybe they do a new category.
14 makes a big difference.
14 makes a big difference. I don't know what that means. I'm going to keep moving. Collection acquisition. Kyle, why don't you take it over from here? Collection acquisition. What did you pick up this week?
So I didn't go to the comic shop. Sorry, Main Street Comics, the greatest comic shop in the world. I ordered a Batman Scooby-Doo Mysteries number 12 because I saw it in the DC app and Batman Beyond was on the cover. And as everyone might know or not know, I have a complete Batman Beyond collection of every appearance, cover, and so on. Funny story, though. The package came in the mail. I saw the box. I didn't open the box. I was like, oh, I'll open on TikTok. I know exactly what it is. I'll make a little video. I don't know where the box is. So there's a Scooby-Doo comic in my home, still in the packaging. I don't know where the package is at all.
Still in the box, everything.
Yeah, no idea.
Do we know it made it into the house?
Yeah, no, I remember seeing it and being like, it's got to be that. It's the only comic I've ordered in like a bit.
Yeah, so, I was going to ask you to show it off, but I guess you'll just clip in some pictures of it.
Yeah, it's somewhere. And it's not like my place is big. So the fact that I can't find it is a little concerning.
Yeah, maybe it's in your dad's, your father-in-law's room.
Maybe he took it. Maybe he just stole it.
Mm-hmm. He saw value in it. He saw Scooby-Doo, and maybe it's someone he grew up with. So,
and like I didn't open it, so it was like, must not want it. Maybe.
Well, that's all. I picked up this week, which I didn't think I was gonna pick up this week. Yeah, a little surprise guest here. The Last Ronin hardcover. Obviously, I'm not buying it for resale value or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just buying it because thought it'd be a good book, and I checked with her comic book shop, Main Street Comics, the best comic book shop in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He got it for me in a week's time, less than a week. So he sells out of these every week, for the record.
Really?
So he buys them and he just sells them. Yeah. So he doesn't buy a lot of them because he just, no point, but he buys like three or four, and 3 and 4 sell, and then he orders some more.
Would be curious to like see if we could find like the global sales on that book, like the hardcover especially. That's pretty that's interesting.
We'll make physical snap cards. So I'm surprised. So Nick Navarro said, I'm surprised that Marvel wouldn't make physical snap cards. I have a feeling that this is their segue into that. So I think they're trying to see where they can go with it. And maybe like, it's like a stepping stone. Like, all right, yeah, okay, this is popular. This is popular.
I'm just surprised that none of their actual card games have worked. Like, for real. Remember Dice Masters? I don't know if you ever had seen Dice Masters.
Yeah. Remember the Avengers video game that bombed?
Yeah. But like,
I put a lot of money
into Dice Masters. I had an electrical case, you know, like the briefcase of like electrical parts, like it has all little compartments full of these dice that match with the cards. It's all color coded. And like, it just didn't take off. And they just like, I don't know when to stop making them. And now they're doing some other dice game with cards. And like, I was like, oh, it's Dice Masters. And it's like, no, it's Dice Duels. And then there's like some other card game too. Like, I just don't know why none of them have taken off. So, I mean, will they make physical snap cards? I don't remember the game mechanics. Like, is there anything in the game mechanics that would stop physical cards from working?
I think it's just a very simple game. I don't know.
It's like, I feel like the locations would be hard to...
Do you ever play Marvel Uno?
I have that, actually. I played it once. That's another one. It's like they're trying to push. Because it's really not Uno. It's really like way more complicated than Uno.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's the problem with it. It's too complicated. It's like, yeah, I just don't play Uno. I don't need this Thor card that charges my number 4 to be like a little strong. Like, I don't... It's too much. I liked it. I tried to explain it to my mom. The colors and just... It's just match the colors, match the numbers. And that was a whole learning lesson. So next up, debate. Now, I put this in there and now I'm confused about it. But yeah, our question of the week.
I came up with the category called clickbait, where we would throw a question out, right? And then, you know, basically make it clickable so that when I make clips, it would draw people in to find an answer and make their own answer. You came up with your own category called a debatable question, countering my clickbait question as if you had this great idea. So
yeah.
I renamed it to just debate to combine my idea into yours. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask your question that you've come up with for debate, right?
Right.
And then we're not going to answer it till later. And anyone who comments will bring them in later. So comment now and I'll scroll up through the thousands of comments and pick them out for later.
All right.
But if
so
you would.
The debate please. Question.
Yes. Thank you.
For both TikTok and YouTube, the debate question is, which superhero movie sequel do you desperately need? And this could be any superhero movie, DC, Marvel, whatever it is. Just a movie sequel that you want to see. What do you want to see? And we'll answer ours later on, but we want to hear you. So
yes,
that's
so
everybody.
Answer now, and we'll show the comments later after we give our answers. And I have an answer that's going to surprise everyone, even you, Pierre, who probably already saw the note.
To be honest with you, I don't remember mine. So that's going to be fun
okay.
when we get to
surprise
that.
For you
next,
well.
Up. Next up. Next up. Our watch list for the week. Guys, we're talking about what we watched this week. And for me personally, I tried a new anime called Mashal. So I don't know if you guys have watched Mashal before, but to give you just a quick rundown synopsis of what it is, think of Harry Potter world, right? Wizarding world. So it is set in a wizarding world where everyone has magic powers other than this one boy who was born without a scar. Okay.
Black Clover.
So his father hides him because of this, and he trains to be stronger because he knows that one day they'll be after him. Though they train him to be stronger. So he has abnormal freakish strength because of that. He just goes out, he trains since he was little.
Black Clover.
So okay. Everyone has a scar in this, everyone. And he gets hunted down by this policeman because he goes into town when he tells him not to. And they're hunting him because he doesn't have magic. And they want to get rid of muggles, so to speak. And yeah, so then he sees how powerful he is. He's like, you're a freak. Like, you need to enlist in this school, this magic school, right? And he wants him to be the best in that school. He wants to show them that you don't need magic in order to be the best. And he goes through very similar things, like getting sorted into a house. There's four different houses. And yep, no, this is literally Harry Potter in like he even there's Quidditch, but they don't call it Quidditch. They call it something else.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. There's a herbology class where there's a screaming like plant, but instead of putting it out with magic, he just punches it in the face.
Oh, so, I like that.
Actually, he slaps it. It's just like he keeps trying magic spells. It just gets bigger and bigger, and then he just slaps it. So it's actually a really good show. It's more on the comedy, lighthearted show. It's not really like you're going to get deep into it like Jujutsu Kaisen or anything like that, but it's a cute little show, and it's a full mockery of Harry Potter. So, but you kept saying Black Clover, so I'm assuming it's very close to Black Clover when it comes to this magic.
I think
world.
the main character is the only one without magic, and it's not scars, but they have grimoires, which is like a magic book that helps amplify their magic, and he gets one that's like anti-magic, I guess. I don't know. I like watch it on my phone sometimes. It's like one of those shows you like put it on the background. Yeah, it's pretty much everything you described. Like, it's not necessarily a house, but like you kind of like go to a team, and like that's your. Anyway, fans of Black Clover know that basically what you described. But I guess in a way, it's kind of also like Harry Potter. But
yeah. No, this felt like there was like, for anyone that watches Harry Potter, there's like a Diagon Alley. There's Hogsmeade. They even like his dad lives in a little hut that looks exactly like Hagrid's hut.
Oh, so this is a real like ripoff.
They go to a castle. Way. Yeah, like everyone's playing Quidditch, and he uses his legs are so strong that he can just flap them, and he's like flying.
Black Clover too. The main character has like insane physical. He just like does push-ups all the time because he didn't have magic. He didn't know what else to do. So
yeah. So this might be a thing. This is just like
just a thing. And what's it called?
It's a thing.
Mashal. Okay.
Yep.
Sounds interesting though.
Yeah. No, it's a cute little watch. Second thing I watched was Invincible season one. It was a rewatch for me. Jenny was getting caught up, and she's dived deep into it. She's like, when are we watching the next episode? And And I thought season two was out already. So, you know, we watched this whole thing and I just found out that it just dropped. So I haven't watched season two at all yet.
I don't I think it dropped for critics. I don't know if it's out for us yet. I forget the exact.
Oh, you're right. Like, I think it drops in like 2 days. Yeah.
I think like a week.
No, it's very close.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Someone in the chat, help us out.
And I watched the Adam Eve special.
Oh, I didn't know there even was one. Like, it's his own.
So there's one. It's just one episode. It's just a special of like how she came to be, and it's actually very, very, very good.
I gotta watch that.
So I would give that a watch, 100%. Like, it's a really, really cool episode. So check that out.
Invincible drops Friday. You were right, Peter. Friday. I apologize.
Oh, 2 days.
Stream time.
2 days.
Thank you, our unofficial moderator. One day, we're gonna get him a T-shirt for helping us out all the time.
Let's go. And then I see a little note in there from you, Kyle. So I'll let you take the lead here.
I just added it because I remembered. I actually watched a TV show because I've been doing a lot of editing. A lot of time on this computer. I did catch up on Gen V. Still continues to be arguably better than The Boys. Some of the characters I kind of am like annoyed with, but I think it's like you're supposed to be. And I think I'm also old now, you know. So like I don't
you're just
know
getting annoyed like, by like the younger generation. You're a boomer now.
Yeah, it's like stop having fun.
These damn kids, get off my lawn.
Nah, like they were putting snow in the hallway and like sledding in the hallway, and I'm just like, cool, like this is great, so fun.
It's cool.
Yeah, so I don't know.
You're becoming a dad.
Like it a lot. I don't want to talk about it. this wall is going to be blocking a crib shortly, so it's going to be just directly behind me. So yeah. Anyway,
little Batman. I think if we get 1,000 followers out of this clip right here, Kyle will name his child Batman.
Not even Batgirl, just Batman.
Oh yeah, I forgot she's a girl. yeah, just Batman.
Okay. The other thing with Gen V. Apparently there was like a little Easter egg in The Boys where they show the main character like on a computer screen when I don't know if you remember when they were trying to like adopt someone to get information in The Boys. Did you watch all of The Boys? It's been a little bit now. It's been a little bit. I'm having trouble like remembering how that season ended.
Yeah. Anyway, so where is this kick up? Like this is like after The Boys or like during
the Boys? Like it's as not connected as it is, it still started when the last season of The Boys ended. So like when Homelander, spoiler, kind of did something bad, it's like on the news in the background in Gen V. So it's
and Gen V is like a school where they just like it's like almost like X-Men.
Yes, I would say that. Nick, did you guys see my post on TikTok about the anime Pluto? I did, and it's actually in my notes. It was in my notes, but I will bring it up now. And if you want to comment something else about it, but Nick was recommending Pluto. It's kind of like an Astro Boy kind of anime. And what else did you compare it to, actually? Astro Boy and had like a rope, if you know, also gave me an iRobot vibe, which is actually a really classic pre-drama, you know, pre-drama Will Smith movie.
Okay, right? That's cool.
So that's one of my favorites. So if it's an iRobot with an Astro Boy, is there a new movie that's kind of like that just came out that got not so great ratings but looks amazing for sci-fi fans? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's kind of like that manga I was reading, this movie, where it's like they made AI so good that they consider them like another kind of person. And there's like issues in the world of like, no, like they're people, like stop treating them this way. It's like kind of one of those. Like
I think that's going to come to become reality, which is going to be fucked up.
Yeah, which would make sense of why it's like you're seeing it more and more, or at least my perspective seems to be popping up more.
They're trying to make us comfortable with the idea.
Like, almost like a genre of like, accept AI. Like, they're people too.
Yep, yeah.
Nick, I worked at a bank and I had a customer whose last name was Batman.
That's cool.
It's kind of cool. But like,
I thought he was going to say something about his customer being AI.
Trying to think of like, what would it be a good, if your name is Batman, like what would be a good first name? Just your first name would just be the.
Mr. Batman.
The Batman, you know, get it? The Batman. Anyway, what else we got here? So yes, Nick on TikTok is Phantom for anyone who.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it took me. I didn't figure it out for like a few of our live streams that I was talking to Phantom here. But yeah,
I would
definitely take his recommendation with any anime. So check that one out. And do you want to go into Do you want to go into Loki? So I feel like we have to more than we
of course
should. Now, it's spoilers for last week's episode, obviously, because today's Wednesday. Right. So if you're seeing this in a clip format, you're safe. But I want to just make a theory, even though we're going to find out tomorrow, of how the episode ended. So again, spoilers for Loki episode four. Spoilers for
whatever the last episode was.
Last week's episode of Loki.
Yeah.
So it ended on everything ending, right? Like timely tried to save.
That's what I got out of it.
Right? It's over. The world ended. That's it. The timeline.
I think the timeline ended. Like that was like they got done. They just got erased. Like that's what that was. Right?
But there's no timelines left.
So this is where my theory comes into play.
All right. That's what
and Jenny actually said that. So shout out Jenny.
Shout out Jenny.
So we after the episode was over, we had a big debate about it. We're like, all right, what's gonna happen next? So we think he just pruned himself in that episode.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to go back to that version of himself that just pruned himself. And he's going to play out everything he just played out one more time. But it's going to be quick. It's just going to be like rapid fire. He's going to be back in that situation where he's going to have to prune himself, but he's going to remember it. He's like, wait a second. Like, I just did this. Mm-hmm. So he's going to have to change something in that instance to save either Kang or himself or just something to stop the events from happening. So I think he's going to prune himself or he's going to pick up the phone. Like he's going to do something where it's going to change what plays out.
So my biggest issue, and you probably thought of this too, I forget what it was. Oh, the power outage messed up the magic dampening.
Mm-hmm.
And my thought was, if the magic dampening is now off, Loki is basically back to being his god power form, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't he have been the one to go out into the radiation because he could have handled it because he's a literal god?
Well, that's what I think is going to happen.
Oh, you think that's okay?
Yeah, like he's going to change it so he ends up being the one to go.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's stupid as hell. Like, why didn't he go to begin with? But I think it's just everyone had confidence in Kang. And I think, personally, Kang, although he's acting... but he seems very innocent. I don't think he's as innocent as we think he is.
Maybe he knows more, like someone else kind of filled him in and he's expecting this stuff to happen.
He's the world's craziest villain, right? I mean, he's like your end-all villain. Yeah, I think he knows a lot more than he actually is. Like he said it himself. All my other variants are bad, you know? So maybe not in those words specifically, but he basically was like, oh, wait till you meet my other variants. So we're going to say that this variant is just like a nice friendly one. Like, where was he? Like, why is
he supposed to be the original, right?
Well, I don't know, because Kang's not from this century. So why is he the original? What is he even doing in this century?
Right. No, that's confusing. I don't like that.
In the comics, he went back to the century.
Right.
So
right.
That's why I'm like thinking like maybe he knows a lot more than he actually knows, you know?
No, you might be onto something if they stick to that, which I thought was cooler. Yeah. Like you come back to try and...
Like, I think they're going to save him. He's like, oh, yeah. And they're going to be like, yeah, we saved you. And they're thinking like they did something good. And then he's going to go and he's going to like still be the bad guy at the end of it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You're probably right. Nick, aka Phantom, has not watched, so I don't want to spoil any further. I don't want to tell him how Miss Minutes is actually a creep. I don't want to tell him that. She's a little bit of a perv. She tried to do something weird. I don't want to talk about the weird she tried to do. But the Instagram account, did you catch that?
Yeah, so the Instagram account for Loki was... it wasn't deleted. It deleted all the photos and they added just one video that says and it's access denied, right? Flashing on the screen. So if you follow the account and you comment, you'll actually get a comment back in your inbox. You get a DM. So I actually followed through with it. I got the DM. Yeah. So you can subscribe to basically follow the TVA and you get a couple other pictures and then it's basically just in pending mode. Like, stay tuned for more things to come. So I don't know what I'm going to get in my DMs, but Miss Minutes is going to be apparently sliding through. So
She technically murdered more people than anyone else in the MCU?
Did she murder anyone?
Or was it that older woman that went rogue that was blowing up the timeline?
She's just AI, Miss Minutes, you know?
AI is people too. Comic Talk is here. What's up, Comic Talk?
Comic Talk, what's up, man?
And Phantom, in regards to your theory, Pierre, saying it sounds like Groundhog Day. It was a little like Groundhog Day so far. But I think Pierre.
If it goes to my theory, yes, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Next up, Thor's missing brother, Baldur the Brave. So this isn't really a spoiler. It's just something that was in the background, Baldur the Brave. Mm-hmm. So Baldur the Brave was supposed to be in Multiverse of Madness. He was going to be on the Illuminati, and then they ended up not going with him.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think this is the second time that he's been mentioned. So I think you're going to probably see him at some point. I think it's just a matter of time. I don't think he matters. I don't really care about his story, but you have Hercules lingering around. So maybe Baldur the Brave is going to come in somewhere in that timeline.
That's true.
Yeah. And then a rumor, the TVA will choose the prime hero from every universe to fight Kang. Maybe I've never heard this rumor, but I guess
could be. Yeah, I don't know. It seems
it could kind of circle everything together, right?
I just feel like I don't think they'll ever make a TV show that important, you know? Like you didn't necessarily have to watch WandaVision to understand Scarlet Witch was angry in Multiverse of Madness and why she was angry and on a rampage, but it helped. But I don't feel like they're going to ever do it. Like, where like the Loki TV show is going to make a huge difference in the Kang Dynasty saga, right? That's just me.
No, you're not wrong. I agree.
Yeah, I'm liking Loki, and I think I saw somewhere that, you know, everyone who's working on it saying the next two episodes are going to be insane. So see what comes out of that.
Yep. So you'll have to tune in tomorrow for that. Next up, Spider-Man 2. What do you guys think? Spider-Man 2, the video game,
what do you rate it?
Out. Okay, so here's my thing. I feel like it's kind of the same thing. Although it's really good, okay, I haven't really played it much.
Really?
I got through a couple things, and then I was like, all right, I'll get back to it eventually. So I thought I was going to like really just dive deep into it, but I don't know.
So I'm only playing when Dimitri's available to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, I've done almost every side mission possible and then do the story with him. And we actually did share play the other day where he was controlling PS5. And I felt a little bad because I was like, oh, like, I'm sorry. Like, did you want to play a bit? Like, I'm pretty sure share play works pretty good. Oh, okay, man, I'll play. He did a spider bot mission. He was crawling around as a spider, like opening doors. And straight from that, he had a Mary Jane mission. The share play ran out, and it ran out literally right when the MJ mission was almost done. And that's when, spoiler for Spider-Man 2, anyone, but that's about when the Venom suit goes on to Peter. So I took over.
Damn.
Like, I shocked the last person with Mary Jane's way overpowered taser, and then became shortly after the symbiote Spider-Man. And Dimitri got a little screwed, but I'm enjoying it. I do understand what you're saying. I have a weird obsession with the suits, so I won't play in the same suit like more than 5-10 minutes. I'm just gotta change the suit. The suits.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right. The colors they give you a lot.
Some of them are really. So the Superior Spider-Man one, it's Superior's second version of the suit, where it's the black and red. The legs that come out, because you know Peter's main, like, what do you call them, like, powerful attacks use the legs, and like they like shoot and spin and throw people. The legs are actually red with the Superior suit the way it's supposed to be, and like that's where the legs, cool, you know, prior to the Iron Spider suit, like that's the only other place where the legs are really part of the suit. That suit I will leave on through story. Like, it's so perfect, it like just changes the game. I would say it is worth picking up. Pierre's not wrong. If you're not into a little bit of button mashing, I mean, there's ways around it, though. You can skip saving random people. Like, you don't have to do the little random crimes. Like, you can try and stick to the story and just, like, turn the game on easy, you know? So you don't need to level up too much. But, yeah. Well, Comic Talk, a PS5 Slim is coming out, so it might be smart anyway to wait.
Yep, because definitely wait. Christmas is around the corner, so you'll get some discounts. You'll get some discounts then.
Let's see. Nick said, I think Loki's pretty good. I also liked WandaVision. To me, WandaVision is some of the best comic book TV ever. I think the only thing that beats it for me, like, I think it might be my number two. I think the only thing that beats it for me comic-wise is the Watchmen TV show. And I think after WandaVision is like Netflix Daredevil, Netflix Punisher. Like, those are like my top as far as TV shows go. Loki's probably like 6 or 7, personally.
Bird. Moving on. A couple things that they had in the Spider-Man 2 game. apartment buildings, there's repeated rooms. So people are just, these are little things that they're criticizing about. But if you go up a tower, you'll notice mm-hmm. that the apartment building rooms, the insides, like they went in, they showed full room, people walking mm-hmm. around, like, but then they repeated them and just copy pasted them into almost every building.
Arguably.
I get it.
Why are you looking in every single apartment building when you're Spider-Man? Like, why are you doing this?
Right,
like, did you want the game to come out 3 years later so they had different people in every apartment, you could just spy on them? So it sounds like a different game you're looking for, you know, maybe a different life.
so that's the one little thing that people have been complaining about. And New York isn't completely accurate. We actually tried to find where Jenny used to live, and you follow the streets and everything, and eventually you've run into a wall. Things aren't where they're supposed to be, so which is, it's cool. Like, I mean, what are you going to do? You're not going to get the full New York, right? I guess. But I mean, I also feel like you should. Like, it's, why not? You've already given you that much.
Yeah. I think it's just a matter of time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Which sucks because it was a one area that is like, that she wanted to see. Right. But it is what it is. And then a couple spinoff sequels, things that we might see in the future. Venom spinoff game was teased by Insomniac, which, I mean, I kind of figured they would do. Well, like, how do you not? They also said Wolverine is in the same universe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. And then you have a note here, Doc Ock or Carnage in the sequel. That's right. We haven't gotten a Doc Ock yet. And I know, I feel like
the villain of the first game. Did you finish the first game?
Was it?
Because you clearly aren't going to finish the second game. He was like the main villain.
No, I finished the first one. I don't remember Doc Ock.
It was a long time. It's okay. So,
wait, we're talking first. Yeah, yeah.
First, not mine.
Yeah, I remember.
Nick, can you do two player? No, you cannot. You can switch back and forth between Spider-Man pretty easily, but basically it's like if you had both games in one. It's kind of separate. But yeah, so my thought, I don't know if you remember, and I don't know which one it is. It was a PlayStation 1 Spider-Man game, and the main villain from that was Doc Ock with Carnage on him. So I thought, what comes after Venom being the villain? Spider-Man 3 video game, you have Carnage as a villain, right? And then for a full parallel structure of the trilogy, Doc Ock returns as a villain. So you have Carnage, Doc Ock plays homage to the original PlayStation game and homage to the first game and the second game and so on. Watch it happen because of me, because I thought of it first.
So this is your own rumor. That's good. I like it.
My idea.
Right? I like the idea. I hope that we get more DLCs before we just get like another video game. That being said, though, there is a working theory. Kyle, why don't you take us on that one?
So I saw a TikTok where it was showing this weird room that was like kind of satanic looking. And if you go to the other side of the room, like the other side of the building, you can go into like a library and walk around. It's actually opened. Like one of the few buildings you could go into the first floor of, and you could kind of see through the wall and see that room still. So it's obviously something. Right. Like it's going to be something. It was meant to be something. It's not just there for no reason. Or maybe it's like some side mission and not everyone got there yet. But point being, Daredevil, his law office is missing its sign. So it's missing its sign. And there's this other weird building that looks like it's supposed to eventually be something. So the working theory is that it's the hand and the DLC will be Daredevil. And you'll team up with Daredevil, maybe even get to play as Daredevil with Spider-Man and take on the hand. And that would be the DLC.
That would be cool. I feel like it would work if they did let you make him, or if they made him a playable character, because I feel like his move set would be very similar to Spider-Man's. You know, very like aerobic, running around, you know, just no swinging, obviously, but be easy to like change it.
Right.
But yeah. That would be cool. I'm excited to see that. That being said, now we are moving into our favorite section. We have a lot of books here, but pull or pass. So, Kyle, oh, my God. We got rumors still.
There's a lot. So why don't we just burn through pull or pass, say the pull or pass? Or do you want to skip some of the previews or skip some of the rumors? Or what do you want to do? In the meantime, while you think about it, Comic Talk wants to see a Hawkeye game. That could be cool. If they, what was that? Oh, man, Dimitri was here. What's that game he always plays with the redhead who has a bow and arrow, shoots like metal monster robots? Man, I can't remember. Comic Talk, I did see the Pattinson Batman suit coming to Arkham Knight. That's crazy. That game came out, what, 6-7 years ago? Did you play Ultimate Spider-Man on PS2? I did, and I have no memory of it whatsoever. No knowledge. Don't remember any of it. I feel like you did switch between characters. That's a different one. But yeah. All right, Pierre. What is your plan of action here? How do you want to get through this on our limited time?
Just pull her past. Let's go quick.
Okay. Solo Leveling. I'm continuing to read that. It is a Korean manga. It is very good, and there will be an anime. Don't watch the trailer for the anime. It does not do it justice whatsoever.
Pull.
I finally read Ultimate Invasion. You guys are right. It's pretty good. I definitely gonna catch up, you know, when the app gets it. Spider-Man Unlimited, the Infinity comic. I'm still reading that. There was a homeless Peter Parker in it. Kind of took me out of it. I'm not gonna do it much longer.
Moving on. Yep, you gotta stop with these ultimate or not infinity. What do you call them? Yeah, infinity comics. I don't want to hear about them anywhere. Next,
Miles number 8. I don't know how far behind I am. I am pretty far behind, but Miles got hurt pretty bad, and that's when he gets his own Iron Spider suit, which is in the Spider-Man 2 game. I want to know where his Spidey sense was when he got injured. Like, I understand, you know, he had to get the suit, but like, where was the Spidey sense? I don't know what's happening.
Shit's happening.
Scarlet Witch number 6.
Where he is.
Scarlet Witch number 6, soon to become a Scarlet Witch Quicksilver book to be relaunched number 1. Still good. Scarlet Witch is still good. It's just, it's very consistent. Dropped. Very consistent and be number 1.
To get dropped.
My surprise read that I wasn't planning to do, Green Lantern War Journal, follows John Stewart. Very good. Very, very good. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Just the way John Stewart's supposed to be. 100% pull. That's it. Your turn. Go. Burn it. Burn it out. Let's go.
Boom. Uncanny Spider-Man number 2 came out last week. Silver Sable and what's his name? Who's the main character? Nightcrawler. They kiss. Nightcrawler. They make out.
What do you mean?
She's really hot. She's hot. She's really hot.
Okay.
So it's like 90s Black Cat. Remember 90s Black Cat? Oh yeah.
That's what
they're
going for? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did it. Next, Predator versus... Oh, that was a pull, by the way. It pulled a lot of things for me.
Yeah.
Predator versus Wolverine number 2. Love how it's going through Wolverine's years on Team X with Sabretooth, and it looks like the next one is going to be where he was being created into Weapon X. So it's just basically taking you through time periods of Wolverine versus Predator, and still kind of keeping it making sense with where Wolverine was during that time. You know, like, it's not just... It's still trying to keep it where it lines up. So, yep. Marvel Zombies, Black, White, and Blood. It's a perfect combo for a book about zombies. So this is from the Black, White, and Red series. And yeah, I think it's perfect for it because, again, they make the red, obviously, the blood, the gore, and it just does really well for that book. So it's a bunch of like mini stories put together. So I don't know if that's going to be just like a one shot. They're doing more with that, but I don't know. I'll pick them up as they come. Captain Marvel number 1. So you said you picked up randomly the Green Lantern. I picked up this and I wasn't going to, but surprisingly very, very good. She has a new costume. They mentioned the Negabands and this girl named Yuna. So I don't know if Yuna's a new character. Again, I don't follow Captain Marvel. So if you know Yuna, you let us know. But Yuna clashes her bands together and somehow teleports with Captain Marvel. Now, that might sound very familiar to a certain plot line that's happening very, very soon in the Marvels. Mm-hmm. So I think they're trying to make that a thing in the comics. So, yeah, look out for Negabands. Yep. And books from this week. Spider-Boy number 1 finally launched, and I gotta say it was really good. They poke fun at Gingers, and Kyle's not happy about that one. So
who's writing that?
Is that Dan Slott? Yes, Dan Slott. And yeah, he abused a ginger kid. I mean, he is a ginger kid. His name is Bailey Briggs, and he's like, oh, you know, I guess he says to his friend, he's like, oh, you're not gonna treat me differently because I'm a monster. She's like, you know, you're worse than a monster. You're a ginger. And I was like, oh my god. I can't believe he said that. Just goes to show you that gingers are really not loved, and it's really unfortunate. I don't know why they're doing this to you guys, but Spider-Boy number one came out. And then I did just want to show off real quick this Spider-Boy cover, variant cover that came out. Nice. It's an homage to an original where Spider-Man's actually in there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that came out. Venom number 27. They almost lost me a little bit in the middle of it. I was like, oh, I don't know what
too many words
doing. No, I didn't know what's happening. It kind of feels like the Batman, like Robert Pattinson's Batman, like the Riddler. Mm. Like it feels like that's like the enemy. It's not. It's like something else. But it just like take that character from that movie, and it basically is that right now. So and they're fighting like against it. That. Yeah. No. And then Black Widow's in it. She's a Venom, and she's I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know if I want it anymore. Like it's like, all right, let's stop it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. Like I want her to have the power. I just don't want her in the book anymore. Like go get your own book now. Like let's move on. But they're doing like tactical like missions and like shit where like she's interrogating people. So it makes sense. It does make sense. It's like I said, it almost lost me in the, like the beginning of the book, middle, and then like it regained me. So
we went from like space time travel to grounded
espionage. Grounded.
Okay, so that makes sense. You might be a little, you know, gotcha.
Yeah, I was into space travel. And then Ultimate Universe, I know you're behind. So Ultimate Universe is officially out, Kyle. So you have some reading.
I didn't even get to Ultimate Invasion 2 yet.
yeah, Ultimate Universe is officially out. They are really setting up the new Ultimate Universe in this. And I'm excited for you to catch up and see. I'm not going to spoil anything. It's definitely a read for everyone to understand what's going on in Ultimate Spider-Man, Ultimate Black Panther, and Ultimate X-Men. It's a perfect segue into those books. So yeah, that was it.
All right. And that brings us right into our preview section.
Previews, books we're excited for, and things going on. So USM, which stands for
Ultimate Spider-Man,
will focus on Peter Parker becoming Spider-Man when he's an adult rather than a teenager. So that's an interesting take, and I think they're doing a very interesting takes with all the characters now. I think that could be a big influence on how he becomes Peter Parker or how he becomes Spider-Man at that point. So yeah, and again, you've got to read this latest book because that will make that make more sense to you too. Avengers Twilight number one. Now I'm very excited about this book. It's written by Chip Zdarsky and the preview pages look amazing. Ooh. It's set in a futuristic world where we don't need superheroes anymore. And Captain America is a little older now and they're kind of hunting him down. Okay. And you kind of have like Judge Dredd type police officers that have like almost like Iron Man half helmets on. They're like, you can see them like running around, like stop here, you know, like arresting people. So I'm not sure. Again, it doesn't give you any dialogue, but you kind of get the gist of it. And it starts off with Peter Parker dying, like a flashback. So I think that's kind of what sets the tone for.
So it's just going to be its own kind of thing, right? It's not really an event. It's kind of.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Just a future book. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited to see it. I always like those like type of universes and things that they do. Spider-Man 2099, Blade, Man-Thing, 2099 for the first time, and Werewolf by 2099. Everything looks half robotic. So they said, it's future. Let's give them half.
Let's make them robots.
Robots. Yep. Nope.
All right.
So Man-Thing is green, but also has a bunch of like robotic like cables going through him. So, and then Werewolf by 2099, has like, he's like half robot body. Okay. So yeah, feel about that. Don't care. Yep. But that's the first time that they're doing that. So that's kind of cool to see. Batman number 428, Robin Lives. So this is a big book. We kind of talked about it. But basically it is if Jason Todd didn't die and what would have came from that instead of him becoming Red Hood. So yeah, we'll see what the future holds for that, and I hope that it's more than just one book, and I hope that they draw it to more of a current art style if they continue it. Like if you give me this one book in that old style, fine, perfect, no problem.
That really, but if you're gonna
give me that full story, yeah, I can't do the old-timey art style. I don't know, like
everyone's got their preference, right?
Yeah, Jeremiah would love that. I know that.
He would. He would love it.
And getting close to the start of Beast World. That's a DC event for everyone that doesn't know. We're very close to that starting. You're going to be seeing the books probably next week or the following week. Everyone is transforming to some sort of beast, and Beast Boy needs to fix it. But yeah, so we'll see what happens. But I'm just really glad that there's no more nightmares, because I was really tired of that. I couldn't do that anymore.
Yeah, no, I wasn't a fan. Nope. Night terrors, not.
Yeah.
Oh, so let's just take a guess. What do you think is going to transform everyone to beasts? Is it going to be like a magic amulet that like Beast Boy touches? Is it going to be like a magical gas that like someone experimented on puberty. Him? Oh, just when he hits puberty, it just...
Yeah, yeah, he's going to hit some sort of puberty, and it's going to shoot his beast... his beast serum all over everyone.
Oh, I was saying no, and you still went with it.
Rumors, baby. That's right. We are in the rumor section. That was a perfect segue. We're blasting off into rumors now. A new leak from Star Wars Meg. The title of the film that will focus on the creation of the new Jedi Order with Rey is Star Wars: A New Beginning, and Kylo Ren lives. I don't know what that means.
We're getting more Rey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Rey Skywalker.
I like her. I do like her. I just don't like what they necessarily did with her.
Agreed.
So
I agree.
Kelsey Grammer's Beast from the Fox X-Men universe is reportedly in the Marvels. What?
Random. Just random. So random. I don't know. It's a very like not good source.
That's so random that I feel like it's actually true.
Right. Could set up Rogue, and then Rogue touches Captain Marvel and gets a little boost to powers.
That would be wild if he just shows up in that. From a few weeks ago, Scott Snyder is reportedly set to return to DC to create a brand new Ultimate Universe equivalent to the Marvels. We know this already.
We know that's why I put from a few weeks ago. I want to talk about it though. Because okay. Scott Snyder. You're thinking of a different.
Oh, wait. Okay. He's creating Ultimate Universe in DC.
The style of it. So Scott Snyder is best known for Batman New 52, right? Like that's like his big popular
mainstream book.
So he hasn't been with DC in a while. He's been doing independent, like straight horror book, like just straight horror. I think he did a few other things. But anyway, it's very exciting if he goes in and like really gets like an open sandbox. Because that was part of the reason he kind of didn't want to do DC anymore, because like he was very stuck to certain roles. And even like in his new 52 run, he was explaining how he didn't want to do a Batman origin story and they forced him. And the compromise was he didn't have to do it until like after the 12th issue. And then he did Zero Year. So like it's nice to see him going back, but going back with a compromise of like, okay, make your own DC universe. Like just like Ultimate exists in Marvel. So that's why I'm a little excited about it.
That's exciting. Yeah. I'll be picking that up. James Gunn has plans for a series centered on the question for the DCU.
The question. So if Jeremiah was here, I feel like he'd be excited because he loves fedoras. So
I don't know like what the question is.
You know, he showed up in a few Batman things. He has no face.
Is he like the spirit?
Similar looking. He has no face, though.
No, it's like he's old. Like he's an old timey character.
Yeah. He wears like the suit and the fedora and he's got no face.
So what's the difference between him and the Riddler? He asks questions. The Riddler asks riddles.
No, he's like a detective. He's like a old timey detective without a face. Just go to the next.
I got to ask all the questions. He just keeps asking you questions. It's like you never escape.
Yeah.
John Stewart, Green Lantern, will reportedly be a rookie around the age of 20 years old in James Gunn's DCU. That's great. That's perfect.
No. Too young.
What do you mean? I think that's perfect. He'll like grow into the role. So like you'll get Hal Jordan for a while and then it'll be like, all right, Hal Jordan dies. Boom. John Stewart.
I don't think that's what we're getting. I think we're just going to get a very young. I wanted like someone who got the ring like deep into their career, like in adjusting to this change of life.
I don't know. I think I'm right. Next up, a Scarecrow movie is reportedly in the works at DC and will be set in Matt Reeves' Batman universe, which debunks my Hush character coming up. I mean, I guess it could still show.
Yeah. But we were supposed to get the Riddler show, and the Riddler show turned into the actor who played the Riddler writing a comic book.
You were also supposed to get the Penguin show, and we didn't get that either. Not yet.
I think that's still in the works, though. I don't know if that's like really in the ground.
Okay. All right. Marvel execs have discussed replacing Kang with Doctor Doom. I don't think that's going to happen. Why would they replace him? Because of all the rumors and stuff around him?
That's the rumors around the
drama. I don't believe that. It's a rumor. It's a rumor. I think he's too good. He's too good. Marvel plans to bring back the original. Huh?
So that excuses everything. He's good. When you act good, forget all the horrible things.
No, got arrested or something. She dropped charges and then now she's being arrested for like.
Yeah, she got paid off. She's having a mental breakdown for having been paid off and not being able to deal with all of that. Because that's heavy to, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, probably. Anyways, Marvel plans to bring back the original team for an Avengers movie.
That's the big rumor of the day. And basically,
I think it'll happen.
Everyone's saying it because MCU is not, making bangers like it used to. So they're going to pull out their wallets and bring back Iron Man.
They got to bring back Tony. He's so good.
I mean, would it ruin Endgame? Yes. But is it true comic book fashion just to bring everyone back to life somehow? And if this Loki thing, this whole timeline being every timeline being destroyed and us getting a new one and the rumor of the TVA trying to like build a new main timeline, maybe I doubt it, but maybe
it'll be a thing. That's really it.
That's it. All right. So
now we're
down to the debate, previously known as clickbait, but the debate question of the week. Now I got to scroll up through thousands of comments to find everyone who chimed in on this. So Pierre, in the meantime, why don't you tell us what movie you feel needs a sequel?
So our debate question, just to reiterate one more time, which superhero movie sequel do you desperately need? So for me, and this is going to be a wild one, but I think Hancock deserves a sequel. Now, this is a Will Smith movie from probably 10 years ago now, maybe more. And it was where...
Not as good as iRobot.
What?
Not as good as iRobot.
Okay, maybe. But it was him playing a superhero that lost his way and ends up going full circle and becomes a superhero again. But they could explore where he came from and maybe him fighting something else at this point. And maybe they could throw him into a universe with someone. I don't know. Why does he have to be in a universe by himself?
Maybe he could be awesome.
I mean, it would be cool. Or you give him the Invincible treatment or the Boys treatment and make it like something cool where he's like going up against something like that. Like maybe he's going up against not necessarily the Boys, but an evil crew of superheroes. I don't know. I don't know anymore. But I think Hancock deserves a sequel and I'd love to see Will Smith in a superhero role.
Yes, they're totally going to give him another movie. Yes.
Yep.
So above
he
all
could slap comic- someone. He could slap the shit out of someone.
That would be above all comics. I don't know who that is. Never talked to this person before, but they said Dredd should get a sequel. And I agree. Dredd, that one shot movie, which was the Butcher from the Boys, actually, that actor played Dredd, but he didn't take his helmet off, so no one knows. I could agree with that. Definitely needs a sequel. No reason it was a one shot. No reason for that. Let's see what else we have here. Nick said Hellboy, but not with David Harbour.
Ooh, I like this one. I think Hellboy, who is the director?
So are we talking sequel to...
Del Toro.
Oh, but we are getting another Hellboy, right?
Yes, we are, but we're getting David Harbour. But I think the originals... And don't get me wrong, I don't not like David Harbour, but I think the originals... Mm-hmm. The way the director was doing it, the art, the visuals, everything. Oh, those are so good. Those are so good. I don't know why they stopped.
Okay. No, that makes sense. They were solid. So I'll give you mine now. I think Thor needs a sequel. I think we need a Thor number 5. And I think it needs to be the last Thor. I think it needs to be a completely different vibe. Almost like a Guardians 3 vibe. Where it takes all the best stuff out of the first 3 movies. Skips the 4th movie. And wraps everything up nicely. In a final 5th movie. Basically, pay like tribute to like all the main points of every movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then have it end with him going to Valhalla with Jane. Like closure for everything. Like even like Gore's child that he stole and called his own, right? Like close her story, like send her away somewhere. You know what I mean? Like just close all of the Thor things. Like even like fix Dark World somehow. Like bring those villains back but make them cooler and defeat them in a cooler way. Just everything. Wrap it all up and close Thor for good. And have Loki show up, more importantly. Like bring Loki back in.
I don't know what they're going to do with that girl. I'm glad that you brought that up because it's that's a real concern. They just made a character and just threw her in there.
Yeah. Josh Harris said League of Extraordinary Gentlemen to get a sequel. That was a really good movie back in the day. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Invisible Man. Yeah, I think that was a good movie.
Yeah. And especially
cool Image. Did Invisible live action.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's going to happen. But Image now has rights to all the Universal monsters. So it's possible we're going to get a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen style comic regardless. Maybe it'll inspire, probably not a sequel, but a reboot. But yeah, definitely. Oh, and Nick said Penguin is coming. They have ads for it on Max. I haven't seen any of the ads. So it is Penguin is coming. I guess it's just delayed because everything's delayed.
That's it. That's it, folks. Right, that's what we got.
Yeah.
That's everything. Let me just check TikTok, make sure I didn't miss any comments. What's up, guys? TikTok. I think we are solid. Let's wrap it up.
All right. Well, thank everyone for joining. Josh, Nick, Comic Talk, Extreme Time. I don't know where you went. We lost Extreme Time at some point. Hope he's back. Thanks for joining. Always look for our clips. This will be clipped up, and I try and clip you guys too. Try and give you some clips of us responding because that's always fun.
Yep. I will be on live stream now. I'll be on Twitch right now.
Oh, you're gonna go over to Twitch? Okay, I'm gonna start making clips. I'm gonna go do the work now, and Pierre's gonna go play video games. Well, I make the clips for you guys on my computer here and then put them on the TikTok. So
maybe I'll play the Spider-Man game.
That's probably a better choice, personally. Probably a better choice. All right. Well, that's Panelites Comic Book live stream, everybody. Did you enjoy our latest podcast episode? Well, guess what? It's not just audio, it's a live stream. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube for an interactive experience. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on TikTok for even more fun content. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. Again, that's Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube. See you there.